You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Of 2025, currently in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, our 98.9 WXCO studios. Overcast skies, temperature up a degree, 35 degrees. So again, a bit of a dreary start here on this Thursday, but things are going to change. We're going to start to get a little sunshine tomorrow, and then especially on Saturday, warmer temperatures, get a little dose of spring. We'll keep you up to speed on the weather as we continue here in hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Busy one here today. Already had Pat Kreitlow on to start things off from Up North News Radio. We had Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, telling us about the upcoming forecast for the weekend. And then it was really great to have from Wausau Historic Landmarks, Christine Martins and Gary Gisselman. And again, once the show is done, we will be getting the entire program up, and you'll be able to listen to it on the show page at WXCO.fm. civicmedia.us. You can also subscribe as a podcast on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts as well. So if you miss anything, you can go back and tune in as well. You can tune in live, of course, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And of course, you can also tune in on the video stream at YouTube.com and on the 98.9 WXCO channel as well. We'd love you to be part of the program. You can call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program. And you can also call or text us through your Civic Media app and opening up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. Coming up here in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, after our information update at 9:34, we will be joined by Kathy Kowalki and Ian Robinson from the Greater Northern Choral Association. It's coming up this weekend. They got a special event, and we're going to tell you all about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, at the final segment of the show, at 9:51, we'll have our daily history lesson, tell you about some famous events that have occurred on this date in history, let you know about a few celebrity folks who are celebrating their birthdays, also talk about some of the special events being acknowledged here on April the 10th, and then we will wrap it up by giving Ian the number for the day quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And we always do that to wrap things up, and you just heard in the background the not the voice, but maybe the hum of our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Exciting times.
Yes. This number of the week quiz is very special because I'm on a hot streak right now.
Yes, you are.
Three out of three, which I feel pretty good about it. Now the pressure is Rory on because I got to, you know, hold my nerve and stay focused always in order to get that a four out of five, because that's the next big a tier.
Yep. If you get one more right this week, that would match your all-time best. And again, for folks who may not be familiar, we always wrap up our program with the number for the day quiz. We have a number for the day, and we use it as a quiz. I give Ian three different choices. So based on the math, with one being correct and two being wrong, that's one out of three. Just based on guessing, you should get 33%. So anything above 33% for the week is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. But we want you to get more right than wrong. So if you get more right than wrong, better than 50%, 50% or better, you get a pass. You have a winning week.
Yes.
A winning week is more right than wrong. The best ever week, as I said, 4 out of 5, which you've done 3 times. And you've never, ever, ever, in the time that we've been doing this program, have had a 5 for 5 week, and you are still in there. Yeah. Coming up
still fighting.
Today and tomorrow. If you get today right, then we'll put it all on the line tomorrow. But you're still, no matter what, the pressure really is off. I mean, you don't have to worry about a passing grade. You don't have to worry about a winning week. The pressure's off. So don't get all nervous about this. Be ready.
That's true.
But yeah, it is now time to let you know what the topic is for today's number for the day.
It's exciting. And what is today's topic, by the way?
Again, we're going to use our history lesson as part of the number for the day because it was on this date 113 years ago that the Titanic set sail from Southampton, England.
The Titanic.
On its ill-fated maiden voyage. So the topic will be the Titanic.
Interesting. So
113 years ago today, the Titanic left Southampton, England. And obviously, ill-fated.
Really forever ago.
That is forever ago. So that will be the topic. Did you see the Titanic movie?
I have. So, yes, I have.
So maybe you have some little information there. Maybe there's something in the back of the mind.
My family and I have actually been to the Titanic exhibition when they had it at the Milwaukee Museum. It was very awesome. It was like this cool, interactive. Is it where it felt like you were actually walking through the Titanic itself, because it was talking about like the different classes and the ship itself and the different cabins they have for each of the class members. And you can actually be one of the passengers on the Titanic. And then at the end of the exhibition, you can find out if you lived or died. Now, me and my brother Logan, in our family, we were the only characters who lived.
Oh, well.
The rest of my family's characters died.
So. Maybe that's a good sign for today. Maybe that's a good sign that you'll get it right.
No, but I love the history of the Titanic. I love the movie as well.
All right, so that's something to look forward to.
I still remember that when the Titanic first came out on VHS, it was 2 VHS tapes because you couldn't fit whole movie into one tape.
You had to stop it in the middle and put in another tape, huh?
Yeah, talk about your cliffhangers.
So stick around. I'll be at about 9:56 this morning, our daily history lesson. In the last segment of Pat's show, and I got some questions because we mentioned yesterday that coming up in a couple of weeks, there's going to be some changes. Civic Media is making some programming changes. I mean, it's going to affect what we do here. And in the final segment of Pat's show this morning, he had Luke Mathers, one of our vice presidents, on. And I want to kind of explain what's going to be happening here in about 2 weeks' time, roughly 2 weeks. So that's the plan. At that point, this show, as you know it, is going away. And I'm a little sad about that. But, you know, decisions are made and things happen. But the good news is we're still going to be part of Pat's show.
Yes.
Because Pat Kreitlow's show is going to be rebranded Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News Radio, or powered by Up North News. And so what's going to happen? Pat will be on the air from 6 until 9 a.m. And then Matt and Air on Air will be on from 9 to 11. Mm-hmm. So you're probably saying, well, what does that mean for you? You've been on the air for about 2.5 years now. More than that, actually. First, we started off in the afternoons from 2 until 4 p.m. And then moved for the last couple of years from 8 until 10 a.m. And, yeah, I mean, it's something that I'm sad to see go. But what we're going to be doing is me and Ian will be part of Pat's show from 7 until 9 a.m. during the second and fourth segments each weekday morning. So during the 7:21 and 7:51 segments and the 8:21 and 8:51 segments, the show will be based here in our Wausau studios. Basically, all the local stations throughout the Civic Media Radio Network will get those four segments during the morning show. So we will be talking to area folks, we'll be talking area news, we'll be talking area events, we'll be talking area sports, we'll be talking the area stuff that we've done on this program over the last couple of years. So basically, it's going to be a sort of, Pat will be doing the full 6 o'clock hour, then he'll be doing segments during the 7 and 8 o'clock hour in the first and third segments of those hours, and then we will be on in the second and fourth segments, again, with a lot of the same guests that we've had over the last couple of years, and talking a lot about hyper-local activities, what's going on here in Wausau and central Wisconsin. So just wanted to let you know that starting in a couple of weeks, we don't have the exact date yet that those changes will be made. So, again, hopefully you'll be able to wake up a little earlier, join us from 7 till 9 a.m., and tune in during those segments and all the segments. And again, it's some changes programming throughout the state of Wisconsin, and our changes will be made, and we're very happy to still be part of the Civic Media programming lineup, but just in a different way. And still getting some further information on it.
We'll be talking about the stuff we usually talk about. It'll just be a little different format.
Yep, different format. And the thought is be part of Pat's general show as well at times. So we'll have to wait and see about what happens there. But obviously, again, it's going to be different, but we'll still be having local central Wisconsin and Wausau content in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. So again, it will be Pat Kreitlow, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News from 6 till 9 a.m., Matinair on Air from 9 to 11 a.m., the Tom Hartman Show will be moving to a statewide audience from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., Todd Alba will see his show move to 2 to 4 p.m., and Maggie Dawn from 4 till 6 p.m., and then Nightlight with Peach Waba from 6 until 8. So, again, those changes will be coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll continue to talk about it, continue to remind you, and hopefully you'll be able to continue tuning in right here on 98.9 WXCO. The time is 9:18. We're going to take a quick timeout and be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
On Friday, the Marathon High School baseball team will take on Rib Lake in a non-conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. Marathon High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, the People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, the Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon taking on Rib Lake in high school baseball. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
For you, never.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:23. Again, some fog, some mist, temperature of 35 degrees in downtown Wausau. Expecting highs in the mid to upper 40s today. A little bit of a chance of rain and snow, patchy fog early, slight chance of showers later on. More details on the weather coming up. Also, you've heard, we have high school baseball tomorrow. Normally on a Thursday, I would have a baseball broadcast. But today, in fact, I'm actually looking forward to a special event tonight. So I can't do a ball game tonight, which is, you know, sad, but at the same time, very excited because coming up later on, late afternoon, early evening, the Marathon County Democratic Party is hosting their meeting, their monthly meeting. And I will be there to speak a little bit. And also nice. Our boss, the owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil, our CEO as well, he'll be part of the event as well. So myself and owner Sage Weil will be talking to the local Democrats, talk about communication, something that I sometimes think I know something about, sometimes I think I'm not so good about it, but going to talk about communicating in this era, talking about, you know, how do you get your point across, how do you get folks to listen. I mean, sometimes, you know, you have these beliefs, but if you go after somebody by saying, hey, you're an idiot, they aren't going to listen. I mean, you have to try to use the power of ideas and the power of, you know, having a connection with somebody that may disagree with you, but at the very least, you want to allow them to maybe think about what your argument is. And if you come at them in a way that makes them feel small or insignificant, odds are you will not get that point across. So we're going to talk a little bit about communication and the like tonight over at the Marathon County Democratic Party meeting. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to hearing from our boss as well, Sage Weil, and we'll talk a little bit about what we talked about tonight, tomorrow on the program. Also coming up tomorrow on the program, as we do on Fridays, we'll get a chance to speak to our Civic Media sports reporter, man who covers the Bucks and the Brewers and the Packers and the Badgers on a regular basis, Mike Clemens. He'll be with us at 8:34. And then we'll talk some more Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklick coming up at 9:21 tomorrow morning as well here on the program. So, again, that is all coming up tomorrow. But I wanted to mention real exciting news in terms of sports.
Okay.
We've had the Woodchucks for a long time, Summer League Baseball here in Wausau. Starting this summer at Athletic Park, you can see Summer League Northwoods League Softball. Oh. As Wausau has a new entry into the Northwoods League Softball League. And yesterday, they announced the name. They had a contest to name the new Northwoods League team that will be playing at the Athletic Park. Their first home game will be on June the 10th. And the name of the team is, and I'm going to say it right away, I prefer names that have an S at the end when it comes to names. But this one does not, and it's not terrible. I will say that.
What's the name?
It is called the Ignite. The Wausau Ignite.
Interesting.
It is interesting. I think over the years we've seen more of these types of names. I think it kind of started back in the 1990s when the NBA expanded and they named the Miami team the Heat. Oh. So they started naming teams without an S at the end, and we're seeing a lot more of that. And it is the Wausau Ignite, and the team colors will be shades of blue and green. The logo will feature an owl with stretched wings.
Okay.
So, again, I'm excited for this. I love softball. In fact, I mean, I've done three softball games already this spring. Mm-hmm. Did the Warrior softball game on Tuesday. We'll have more softball coming up next week. And but these are – and when during the summer, they have the College World Series for softball on. And those players are so terrific. I mean, this fantastic.
Nice.
And I'm curious to see if some of our area players – we got a couple of – area players at Wausau West are going to be playing Division I softball starting next year. This will be then an opportunity perhaps for them to come back to the area and play in a summer league as well. So I think this is very exciting. And so you have Wausau Woodchucks baseball at Athletic Park, and now you have Wausau Ignite softball, both Northwoods Lake, starting very, very soon. The first home game for the Wausau Ignite at Athletic Park will be coming up on June the 10th. And the reason they can play both now is because since the end of last year, Athletic Park was put field turf out there, an artificial turf. So now they're able to play both baseball and softball because otherwise you would not have been able to do so because baseball infield and softball infields are different sizes. So, again, should be a lot of fun during the summer months with both the Woodchuck baseball and Ignite softball. The time is 9:28. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the Great Northern Coral Association and their event coming up this weekend. So we'll talk Kathy Kowalki and Ian Robinson all about that coming up after an information update. We have news, weather, sports, entertainment all coming up. Glad you could be with us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, on the Civic Media app, and also on YouTube, youtube.com, and going to the 98.9 WXCO channel there as well. The time is 9:35, 35 degrees here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in Wausau. And coming up on Sunday, another very special event. There are so many. We've had so many terrific guests talking about great events going on here in the Wausau area in recent weeks. And coming up on Sunday at 3, the Greater Northern Coral Association will be hosting a terrific event. And to talk all about it, we are joined by Carol Seafelt, Kathy Kowalki, and Ian Robinson. And all of you, thank you for coming on in and sitting around the table.
Welcome. Thank you for hosting us.
And when you when you're talking and you're sharing, you have to talk pretty close into feel free to turn it and to be able to do that. So we want to make sure everybody can hear you. But first of all, before we talk about the event itself, Greater Northern Coral Association, tell us a little bit about the group and what brings you all together and a little bit of information maybe for folks who aren't familiar.
First off, we're a non-auditioned choir that sprung out in 2023 when we put on Handel's Messiah at the Grand with some help from a donor. Then the next year we had performed the Mozart Requiem at the Grand. And this year we are stepping out and doing our own concert with more of our own song choice this year, with still doing some Mozart and Handel, but more contemporary pieces this time as well.
More of a smorgasbord,
yes.
Different types. For each of you as members, what brought you to this group? Because I often, when I bring in folks from area groups, it's like, what brought you in? What made this group work for each of you? I guess we'll start with Carol. What brought you to this group?
My choir director at St. Paul's talked me into it, and I do enjoy it.
How long have you sang in is this something that you've done a long time in public? I mean, obviously, you know, sing in church, and you sing probably in the shower and all that good stuff. Have you been performing in front of crowds for a long time?
Well, at church crowds and like this performance type thing.
Okay. And Kathy, what about you? What brought you to this group?
Oh, Brian Zell. He's a coworker of mine. And when we first, he asked me if I would like to come and sing in a choir. And I said, no way. I am not singing. And he goes, well, you don't have to try out. And I said, okay, then I'm coming. As long as I don't have to try out, I will sing. So it when we did the Alleluia Chorus, oh my gosh, that was my absolute favorite. And that was performed at the Grand. And I used to sing in a choir at DC Arist High School a long time ago. And we sang that song in choir. And what a flashback to singing. It was perfect. So I've been coming back every year since. And it's been fun, fun, fun.
And Ian, what about you? What brought you to this group?
Well, I've always liked singing classical music. And there aren't a lot of opportunities to sing that around here. Mm-hmm. And we kind of want to focus on doing more large works like the Mozart Requiem, like the Handel's Messiah. This year, we're scaling back a little bit, but still doing a larger work with a 18-minute Mozart Mass. I'm sure some of the members really liked learning all that Latin.
By the way, you mentioned the fact that this year it's at a different location. Where is the location?
That it would be Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church on 1104 South 9th Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin.
And that's on Sunday at 3 p.m. And the thing about churches, so often, the acoustics are wonderful. I imagine that this is a good place for this group to have this performance.
Yes.
When you look at the group, how many people are part of the group, and how many people are going to be part of this performance on Sunday?
There are about 25 people in the group. And then what was the second?
How many people are involved on Sunday? All of them?
Everybody, about... There should be about 25 to 30 people in total working behind the scenes.
Very, very cool indeed. Again, we're talking to Carol Seafelt, Kathy Kowalki, and Ian Robinson from the Greater Northern Choral Association as they have their concert coming up on Sunday at 3 p.m. Kathy, you looked like you were about to say something.
I'm always about to say something. I tell you, this is a fun, fun, fun group. If you love to sing, please just, you know, come and we practice at St. Paul's on Sunday afternoons. If you want to sing, we're going to do it every year. Right, Brian Zell? We're going to do it every year. And every year he contacts me and he says, are you coming, Kowalki? Because I don't think he knows my first name. So I come and I sing. And yes, the Latin is super hard. I literally listen to this stuff in my car. Colleen Doucette, I'll throw out a hey, thank you very much for her. She put all of our music online so we can listen to it on our phones, but I Bluetooth it to my car so I can listen to it in my car. So I'm singing this stuff in my car, learning the words.
But there's a mixture this time around, you were saying. Do you have examples of some of the other music that you may be hearing on Sunday if you go over there?
We will be doing the men will be doing a piece called The Prayer of the Children a cappella. We are doing two Shaker tunes, which is early American music, called Going to Boston and Ye Followers of the Lamb. We are also performing Ain't That Good News, which is a very fun spiritual.
Coronation Anthem. Do this one.
That's Handel. If you listen to the coronation or watch the coronation of King George, George?
Yes.
Or any of the more recent coronations, you would have heard this piece during the coronation. British people like a lot of pomp and circumstance, and that piece is very much that.
You talked about being involved. And I think that's something we always talk about with these different area groups, the opportunity to be involved. What would be the, I think you kind of touched on it, in terms of the reasons why people who maybe is thinking about it, how much experience do they need? I mean, really, it's like one of those things where I think people often say, hey, I don't know if I can do it. But it sounds as though you, people that have the will are invited. Could you talk a little bit about the folks that you're looking for? Maybe the people, answer the reasons why somebody wouldn't do it. Because I think sometimes people are nervous about doing it. But I imagine that you're well, it sounds like you're very welcoming to anybody that wants to be involved.
When we had formed the group, we had put aside a goal of being able to teach people how to sing and how to sing in choruses in our mission statement. And that's kind of always been our motto, and we'll take you as you are and turn a great singer out of you.
Is it all group singing, or are there solos?
Oh, there's quartets that are intermixed into this one, the Mozart, and unbelievable voices, beautiful voices combined. But yes, I was told in high school, you shouldn't sing. But I sing in my car. I also cantor at St. Therese Parish. I've been doing that for 25 years. Mm-hmm. So, and singing in a choir at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. But just church music was where I got my start. And as a young girl, got that start there too. But when I got invited to come sing here, I thought he was crazy because I don't sing this music. But it has turned out to be way fun because this stuff is different. It's not that stuff you sing on the radio. This is challenging, but it's actually very fun to be challenged with this.
Right. I've loved to sing. I've sung in our church choir since I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. So that's many, many years.
Sure.
And I love to sing. And of course, Bill talked me into it. So he's our director. So
really twist your arm.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, it looked like you were already trying to, recruit. You popped into our producer's room and trying to get Ian to come in, or my producer, Ian Welsh, to
come. I've been trying to get Mr. Ian Welsh to come and sing with us for a couple of years.
You seem to know Ian.
Oh, I know Ian. I am a teacher at Evergreen Elementary, and Ian was a student there many years ago, right, Ian?
Oh, yes.
I don't even know how old you are now, but Ian and I, yes, and he sings in his church choir, and so it's so much fun to see familiar faces too. Mm-hmm. But it was don't be worried, don't be scared, go ahead and try to sing the songs. And I purposely put myself next to people that can sing, like Carol. So I can hear the notes. Yeah, so I try to sit, really purposely sit by her or sit by another alto in the choir so I can learn the music better. Because they are good. They can hear their notes. But Ian, any day that you would like to come and sing with us, if you want to give up all your other singing stuff that you're doing right now, we would love to have you come.
I just have to check my schedule.
Need you
in center
stage? Don't give up that.
So busy.
I am also in a group with Ian Welsh in center stage.
Yes.
But they don't perform for a while yet.
We only have rehearsals on Thursdays at the moment.
Yeah. When Ian talks, you have to get those headphones near the ears. But Ian's a busy, busy guy. I mean, he's got so much going on, and we keep on adding to his numbers of productions. But Ian's told me again about the incredible joy that you get by taking the chance. And I think again, the bottom line is, take that opportunity for groups such as yourself to be able to and meet a lot of interesting folks as well, right?
Right.
Let's wrap it up again to get the information out there, because again, if you're looking for a wonderful Sunday afternoon to be able to enjoy incredibly talented folks with really great music, Sunday at 3 p.m. And again, the location of the event.
It is at 1104 South 9th Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin. And if you want to get a hold of us to sing next year, please go to gncawi.org. Again, that's gncawi.org. wi.org.
And something we should add, it is free. So I mean, really, it's like you just go there, enjoy this music. Greater Northern Choral Association presenting A New Beginning, featuring music of great classical and American composers, Sunday at 3 p.m., Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church at 1104 South 9th Avenue in Wausau. Brought to you by Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church, Patty's Music, and St. Paul's United Church of Christ. Is there anything else that we need to let people know about before we wrap things up? We got about a minute to go.
He can't think of anything. No. He talks all through practice why he can't think of anything now to say. Yeah, we have first soprano, second soprano. We have first alto, second alto.
Right.
Then what? If the guys, it's
tenor bass.
Right. So whatever part you end up singing, just come out and give it a shot.
It is fun.
Is there
any place that people can get more information about your group?
GNCAWI.org.
And are you on Facebook or any other social media?
We are. I do not have that.
Well, just search. Right, just search it.
For a Greater Northern Choral Association. Yes.
Very good. Thank you all. Have a wonderful time on Sunday. Again, Sunday at 3 at Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church. Again, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick time out and then come back and see if Ian can keep his winning streak alive in our Number for the Day quiz here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Thursday, April the 10th of 2025. It is day number 100. Yep, we made it to 100, triple digits already in 2025. That means there are 265 days remaining in the year 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date, in 1790, the United States patent system was established. The first U.S. patent was granted in 1790 to Samuel Hopkins of Philadelphia for making pot and pearl ashes, a cleaning formula used in soap making. On this date, in 1912, the RMS Titanic set sail from Southampton, England, on its ill-fated maiden voyage, stopping first in Cherbourg, France, and then Queenstown, Ireland, the next day to pick up additional passengers before heading out into the open sea. On this date, in 1916, the Professional Golfers Association of America, the PGA, was created in New York City. On this date, in 1962, one of the original Beatles, Stu Sutcliffe, died of a brain tumor at age 22. He played bass but left the group to study art. He created the group Shaggy Brushed Forward Hairstyles. On this date, in 1978, Volkswagen became the first non-American automobile manufacturer to build cars in the United States, opening a plant in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania. On this date in 1992, comedian Sam Kinison was killed in a car crash outside Needles, California at age 38. And on this date in 2007, two Russian cosmonauts and U.S. billionaire Charles Simonyi arrived at the International Space Station. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Steven Seagal is 73. Comedian Orlando Jones is 57. Actor Charlie Hunnam is 45. Mandy Moore of This Is Us is 41, also a singer who's had some hit songs. Haley Joel Osment of The Sixth Sense is 37. And Daisy Ridley from the Star Wars films and Murder on the Orient Express, 33 years old today. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Day. It is Golfers Day. It is Farm Animals Day. It is Salvation Army Day. It is Cinnamon Crescent Day. It is Safety Pin Day. It is Siblings Day. And it is Hug Your Dog Day. So those are special events to be acknowledged here today on March the 10th of 2025.
Very cool.
All righty. It is time.
Yes.
Number for the day quiz. Ian Welsh is 3 for 3 this week.
Mm-hmm.
Every day at the end of the show, we give Ian 3 choices, one of which is our number for the day, 2 of which are incorrect. So based on the math, he should get 1 out of 3 right just by guessing, 33%. So if he's above 33% for the week, he has a passing grade. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade. But we want more than a passing grade.
Yes, successful week.
Yeah, if he gets more right than wrong, 3 out of 5, then it's a winning week.
Yes.
His best all-time week is 4 out of 5. He's done that 3 different times. And he's yet to go perfect, 5 out of 5. But this week, he is 3 for 3. That means if you get it right today and you get it right tomorrow, perfect week.
Okay.
History could be made.
Yes.
And I mentioned earlier, 113 years ago today, the Titanic set sail from Southampton, England.
Titanic.
And our topic for the day is the Titanic.
The Titanic.
Yes. And the number for the day involves the Titanic.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Our number for the day is the number of lives lost in the Titanic tragedy.
Ooh.
How many people died when the Titanic sunk? All right.
Okay. What are my choices?
Your choices are 717, 1,117,
okay,
1,517. So 717, 1117, 1517. Those are the choices here today.
Okay.
How many people died in the Titanic?
717, 1117, or 1517.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, I hope my history is right in this one.
You've seen the movie.
I have, and I've been to the exhibit.
You've
read the
been
history.
To the exhibit, so there must have been something that said how many people died, right?
Okay. 717, 1117, or 1517.
Yep.
Okay.
I see the beads of sweat on the forehead as he tries for a 4th in a row to start off the week.
Okay. Going with my gut here, trusting my instincts. I'm going to say final answer is 1517. I'm going to go with C as my final answer, one with the biggest number.
All right.
1517 is my answer.
Okay. According to the U.S. committee investigating the sinking 113 years ago, 1,517 lives were lost.
Oh,
you are
very tragic, but
4 out of 4.
I matched my record.
So tomorrow it is on the line.
Oh my gosh.
Tomorrow we will see if Ian can have a perfect week for the first time.
Wow, this feels amazing.
So, man, so you 24 hours now to wait.
Okay. I really got to stay focused tomorrow.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Stick around. Matt and Air on Air is coming up next. Tomorrow we have Mike Clemens and Paul Micklegg and our number for the day quiz. We'll see you then here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.